Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yesterday, we made somewhat of a big deal about the big story in Washington, D.C. about James Comey testifying before Congress. I have summed up one word for James Comey.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with his credibility. It has nothing to do with what he said. It has everything to do with the way I feel and the way I believe the other team feels.
All right.
The word for James Comey is disappointment. Disappointment. James Comey, I believe, is able to disappoint everybody. So if anybody on the left was looking for a big bombshell, they didn't get it, right?
Right.
If anybody on the right was looking for total vindication, as the president inaccurately said today,
right,
they didn't get that either. So where are we left? James Comey testifies before Congress, and we are right back to where the United States
is. Do you think he's disappointing in a personal level, too? Like, do you think his kids hate Christmas?
Yes.
Like, the Easter baskets have bad candy.
I believe he's careful.
He's very careful.
I think he's careful. He's analytical. But that's why, because in order to be who he is, and I believe everything, the people that say he's a credible guy, and in order to do that, he has to disappoint. And he disappoints. And so everybody was like, I was just looking forward to a great reality show, and it was just the seat of disappointment. It's like, okay, first of all, you're going to see, okay, here's exactly what happened. You're going to go see your movie, right? You want to go see Wonder Woman. You've waited to see Wonder Woman forever. What happens about 24 hours before you're going to go see Wonder Woman? They release the plot of Wonder Woman, and they give you
the script,
like a 9-minute trailer that everybody sees on Wonder Woman.
Spoilers.
Well, that's what they did with this, right?
Yeah,
they released the trailer, so there was nothing new and nothing.
Well, there was one exciting thing.
There was one exciting thing that I posted about.
Yes.
Are you talking about what I posted?
Yes.
I'll get to that in a second. And that was just. And fortunately, I did not watch the whole thing. I watched it from about a half an hour on. I watched all of it. And the thing that's fun is that because of this, we are right back to where we were before.
Nothing
advanced.
So
it's going to be fight, 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 fight. Let me tell you, I've got one last analogy that I will offer for the way I feel about this, okay? When I was a diehard Boston Red Sox fan. I'm a diehard, this is the way I look at it between the Corey Lewandowskis of the world and some people on my team, all right?
Okay.
The fact is that when we played the Yankees, okay, we loved to beat the Yankees. There was nothing more important to beat the Yankees. However, when Manny Ramirez would screw up, we'd be all over his ass.
Right.
Okay? If Manny would, like, run into the Green Monster to take a leak during the middle of a game, people would just write 5 days of it. Even though he's on our team, we'd slam him, right? We'd slam him all the time. The Yankees, on the other hand, they could have a guy that wore the skin of newborn infants.
Yes.
And they wouldn't be a peep as long as they were winning.
That's true.
And that is where
Ron Say did that, didn't he?
Ron Say. Ron Say was a Dodger, you hum.
Ron Santo,
I think, played for, I don't know. Why did you say Ron Say?
I was trying to come up with an obscure Yankee to make you laugh. No.
I think of Monsanto.
Yeah.
So I realized yesterday that first of all,
use infant skin.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You've got bipartisanship when you see it in its purest form is not only noble, but in our reality TV world, extremely boring.
Yes.
And what you saw yesterday.
We set the bar too high.
Mike, we called the shot yesterday on the show.
Yes, yes.
We said he gave away the plot. Like, why am I going to watch?
There were no bombshells.
Why am I going to watch?
Outside of the fact that he did say
and
liar.
And he exonerated Trump.
Right. You're trying to work me in bed. That's not going to work 2 days in a row. I'm terribly sorry. It will not work today.
Well, the reason Oscar was late today is he had to get his copy points printed.
Yes.
His talking points.
My talking points.
Here it is. So there, did he say liar? And did he say that he leaked a story? So everybody's got, Comey does what Comey does. Everybody gets their little nugget.
He's
Everybody gets their little nugget.
Like when it's like it's a French fry. Right. It looks cool. The idea is right. You're like, man, a healthier French fry. And then when you bite into it, you knew it wasn't going to be as good as you thought it was going to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Disappointment. Exactly. Disappointment. So, Another bad Christmas at the Comey house.
Yeah. So there's that. And then on certain quarters on the other team, there's this like joy and celebration. And I'm like, what? What is the bar? So I'm totally confused. The only takeaway, and I said this, I posted this on social media. The only takeaway that I took from yesterday's hearing was John McCain. And I thought, you know, it's funny. The greatest thing about all of this is that people are more engaged. People are paying attention to the news and people know what's going on. I didn't know. You never know when you're posting something. And then I suddenly see the tweet storm about John McCain. Everybody was paying attention to John McCain. I thought maybe, am I missing this somehow?
I'm in the dark. I don't know what happened.
Well, here, you know
John McCain, Oscar. It gets to John McCain late in the hearing. And John
McCain.
He was
last, wasn't he?
He might have been one of the last guys to question Comey. They each get 7 minutes in this Senate committee.
Hey, man.
And, 7 minutes in heaven with James Comey. John McCain
went into a closet with James Comey.
So disappointing.
The word. Let me give you some words that might be best used for description. Doddering. Out of it.
Oh, no.
Nonsensical. Senile. He was all over the place, and he kept referring to President Comey.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said things like, yes,
no.
President Comey, where may I mambo dog face to the banana patch? No one knew. And really, and here's where James Comey, once again, Rob, is a disappointment.
Yes.
Because after like the first 4 minutes of John McCain's statement or question, whatever the hell it was, this would have been the proper response by James Comey. He should have gone, what?
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for.
What the F are you talking about?
Can I have 40 seconds to do great moments in Senate history?
Do you have McCain on tape?
I have about a minute of John McCain, and I think it would be best set up if you could give me a timpani.
I would love to hear this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now from the hearing, the biggest takeaway was not the bombshell revelations about James Comey calling Donald Trump a liar or the bombshell that he leaked information to the New York Times. The bombshell was the performance by the senior senator from the great state of Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you John McCain. Let's listen.
I don't quite understand how you could be done with that, but not completely done with the whole investigation of their attempt to affect the outcome of our election.
No, I'm sorry. We're not, at least when I left, when I was fired on May the 9th, there was still an open, active investigation to understand the Russian efforts and whether any Americans work with them.
But you reached the conclusion that there was no reason to bring charges against Secretary Clinton. So you reached a conclusion. In the case of Mr. Comey, case of President Trump, you have an ongoing investigation.
Oh, no.
It doesn't seem that long ago that he was a vibrant, happening politician,
audio.
Right?
You never. Hey, here's a little trick. When Rob brings audio, we never know, Rob. Do we really until we play it? Mm-mm. You never know whether the audio will land better than the video. That is actually the case. The audio lands
like,
just well.
Like recording an infant. Sometimes you just want to hear it. You don't want to see it.
You don't know whether it's going
to
work or
not. Meghan McCain better be on a Learjet back to D.C. to take her father home.
It was longer, too. It was like a Bob Hope special towards the end.
Rob, I wish you had the end of it where the gavel was sounding. Oh, remember when he didn't hear the gavel? When it was just going bang, 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 and do it. And I'm like,
Did you see the concerned lady behind him?
No,
that's who I was drawn to. There was a lady, like a blonde lady, that was like behind him and went over, and her head started to cock a little bit.
Well, she was reaching for her EpiPen.
I think he's going down.
So that was the takeaway yesterday, and then the teams began to fight, and you know, for the one team, for the Corey Lewandowskis of this world, you know, it's just I know how you feel because I know that in your heart of hearts, you want to win the game. and you're all about winning the game, but you hate it that your star player is is this guy. And that's and it's got to be a very frustrating, sad, disappointing feeling to be an American today, which I am. I was pissed off all evening. It was kind of like, this is just, this is such a sucky world we're living in right now.
They finished the hearing.
It's still a great world.
Yeah.
The idea that we can watch this hearing, well, if you want to watch it, you can watch this hearing live. And
live.
By the way,
We'll do it live.
The idea that Comey, look, I watched some excerpts on the news, and I said,
"You didn't. You pounded Jack and Cokes all night. Yeah. You didn't.
He was watching CNN, the Chinatown News Network.
I watched the nightly news all the time, and they covered it.
It was in all the papers.
It was in all the papers. The papers. Get the papers. I'll say this.
He sounds like Ed. I'm Johnny. Just said. Those animals.
I'm the only one.
Let me tell you
who watched Lester Holt.
I was sitting at the bar with my friend from Arizona last night. And
John McCain.
Michael Corleone came in.
My friend Dave Hart. He's in town. Dave says, man, today was crazy. And he's got like two other colleagues with him.
Sure.
And then he goes, what do you guys think of Comey? And everybody just reached for their beers and started drinking.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not dealing with this.
I would love to see the alcohol stats for DC yesterday, because every bar had a drinking game.
They were packed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a weird day. And then when I say we just live in a terrible world, I we were able to watch that, but it's like, I think I'm like a lot of Americans.
At least
right
we're not
now.
Britain.
Closure. Yeah, how about that? They're going crazy over there too.
UK, closure
is what I want. And the bar. And by the way, I hope for the future, I hope everybody can agree with me. Raise the effing bar higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
You
can't with Comey, because everyone woke up and our stockings were empty.
No, the fact is, Comey is not the guy we need to raise the bar for.
He's okay. Like the wrong penny stock.
Cheeto is who we need to raise
the bar for. I'm with you.
But no, the fact is, that, and then at the end of the day, it's like, I agree with the people that are saying, you know, no obvious investigation here. They probably corroborated what was said before. But at the same time, slimy.
Yeah, icky.
Come on.
Icky.
Slimy, icky, icky, boo-boo. But at the same time, John McCain, caffeine up, my brother.
Well,
get
I know.
Some Family Dollar coffee grounds.
That's one good thing about John McCain. You know he's not thinking about yesterday.
Hey, is that
he
thinking
just can't.
Or remembering?
You know? can't. When is the hearing?
They're shown a video of his questioning.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Before we go to break, there was major controversy on the Mike O'Mara show earlier on Wide Open Wednesday when a caller called in and dropped a spoiler for the television show Bloodline, which we did not edit in post-production, and that was not my call. That was a judgment call by Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and I believe that Pony left it in the show. He can speak for himself, but I believe it was left in because the comedic value of leaving it in and my incredibly violent reaction to it
and the callback to it, yes.
There were people who were furious about this revelation, and it was just a one-word thing. I'm not going to tell you again what happened, but it kind of upset the apple cart.
Bambi
dies. I am here to say in the opening segment of the program that coming up next, when we get into the body of the show, I am going to talk about the penultimate episode of Bloodline.
Oscar, that means next to last.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to talk about it in general terms, but I am going to talk about it. So if you have not watched it, you might want to not listen. But the fact is, I will not do anything because Carla and I are, putting our jammies on with the feet in them, putting a fire on, curling up tonight and watching that spoiled episode by that hump that called in. And by the way, as much as people were pissed off about that, the people that don't give a rat's ass about Bloodline thought it was absolutely hysterical.
Yes, I loved it.
So it's
what is the policy moving forward, though? I'm thinking. For all shows.
The spoiler policy?
Yes, we should have
a policy
in place.
We can discuss that. We really don't have a spoiler policy.
I think if someone spoils something on the program, from now on, we bleep it.
I think that's a good idea. You don't want to encourage it.
That is just my two cents.
Let me tell you, I somewhat agree with that. However, the protestations of Gino Vacca, who started the thread about
last
the,
name Vacca.
He was so I think that's Cal. The right name. I hope I got the right name. He was so upset.
I'm a Sobset. Like,
he was so upset. I'm a Sobset. I'm never going to listen to Michael Mara no more. The fact is, no, when he, you know what? He put the original post on about how we should have edited it in post.
Right.
And then, like, on his third comment, I'm like, okay, now you're just like rant. You know, I know it's television, okay?
Sure.
It's a television show that's canceled. So chill your little Italian buns out. If you, right?
Italian buns, they are delicious.
Buns.
Yes.
If you were
sticky
to
buns, sticky Italian yes. buns.
If you were to binge watch Bloodlines, how long was this information?
Bloodline. Yeah. Yeah. Grandpa. Bloodlines, you old man.
All right. If you were to, why was the investigation complete?
Are you going
to
watch? Are you going to watch Veeps? Anyway,
I was looking at House of Card. How long has that information been available to people that they that spoiler?
How long would you estimate Bloodline has been out?
I would say that the spoiler policy should be 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That if it's been out there for 2 weeks, we can spoil.
I don't think people have time like you have.
I don't watch the show, so I don't care.
No, but any spoilers in general, like I don't think that it's
Tony. Have you finished it? Have you finished the episode?
I haven't. I've been too busy this week, but I agree with you, Oscar. Yeah. It's not fair to do, and it was only funny the first time.
Yeah,
I think the best spoiler is that Oscar is here.
So why didn't you edit
today?
It out then?
Well, I said it was only funny the first time. Yes. I wouldn't edit it out.
No, but why didn't you
time?
Edit it out then?
Because
you edit the show in post.
Yes.
Why didn't you edit that segment?
Because, like I said, it was funny the first time that. That was
That's
funny.
Like the third time you've answered the question, and
no,
I don't
understand.
No, I
because that was the first time that someone called
ever
in
happened and
done blatantly
that.
Spoiled. It was funny that time, so he didn't edit it that time. But I think he's saying from here forward, he will do it.
Oh, so if you'd gone back and had to do it again, you'd edit that out?
If I went back to do it again, I would leave it in because it was funny that time.
Yeah. So
if you went back to do it, you would be doing the same thing you already did.
Yeah, he wouldn't edit it regardless, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because that first time was funny and it was a kick to the balls. But now
language.
It just wouldn't
well, now
work.
If everybody,
going forward.
So, and you know what? I think that's valuable because for every Tom, Dick, and Harry now that wants to pull that kind of crap, you're
they don't
be,
get
it. You know,
exactly. Yeah, we're not going to satisfy.
And by the way, there was a wonderful.
Which in a way makes me angry because that guy that did it, the original guy's out there going, that means I was
yeah, but his career. No, but it also means his career is over because that's all he offers. Okay. And there was a lot of wonderful shtick on the fan page yesterday revealing endings of movies from like the past 80 years.
Hold on. All right, that's where you and I separate. Okay.
Mike, that was,
no,
that
was
a grain of salt. Can I finish?
Crap.
Can I finish?
I loved it.
Right.
Wonderful shtick that has no place on the show from now forward.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is,
hacks.
Let it be done. Let
oh, you
it
mean,
die.
So like if I'm Wide Open Wednesday, people call and
you see,
say,
that's
you know,
what people
hey,
are
I know
planning
who
to
shot
do.
JR.
That's right.
Like
yeah, we're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, the North won the war.
That was just the most pure example of non-funniness that I've ever.
But isn't it great they got it out of their system?
Yeah.
I like them being active. I like seeing the playground
right.
full.
Active is good.
I don't like active.
Active is very good. But here's the spoiler. I want to talk about what the penultimate episode, which you have not seen that either, Pony. Pony and
no,
I are the
no,
only
I'm
ones
way
that
behind.
Watch Bloodline.
Mike, you should spoil it for Pony.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to give him my take on it. And then when he sees it, maybe we can talk about it. By the way, three people are watching this show on Netflix.
Yeah,
Bloodline,
yes. This
right?
isn't
so
Game
not
of Thrones.
Big a deal. It's not Game of Thrones, not even close. But. I have never, and Carla has not, this has never happened watching anything on television. And it's an interesting phenomenon, and I think it speaks to how well it was done. So that's
okay.
all you need to know. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. And for that guy that was the last one,
yes.
I know you're patting yourself on the back thinking you're the last one to do that. But so S my Irish D.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
It's the nice. Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome to Prodigium, Mr. Morton. From the Latin, monstrum vel prodigium. A warning of monsters.
Forgive the state of things. We had very little time to prepare for our guest. And only the information Jennifer provided to go on.
In truth, she works for us.
It's not an exact science, this business.
And the business being?
Evil, Mr. Morton. Recognize, contain, examine, destroy.
She
is by far the most ancient we've ever encountered. Armanet understood power was not given. It had to be taken. She made a choice to embrace evil. A pact that would unleash darkness itself. Armanet was reborn. A monster.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Welcome. Thank you, Wade. Appreciate that. Thank you, Rob Spiewak, for that incredibly quick turnaround from the White House morning press briefing. Welcome to the Piper Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the...
Now.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Vistaprint.
Uh-huh.
We love Vistaprint. Love telling you about Vistaprint, the place for any custom products. One of our longest-serving advertisers, and we love them. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, they got it. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Rob Spiewak.
This came with a great letter. Now, we've seen some beautiful designs, but sometimes simple is better. Look at this clean design. This guy designed this on his own, and he said he made it simple because his message is simple. He wants to give out the recipe of his health cocktail to save people, make them lose weight, make them feel better. It's simply this, mikeshealthcocktail.com, and it doesn't get any simpler than that, but effective.
Thank you for promoting my side business. And, it certainly
Thank you for mailing in
better.
The card, Mike.
We love Vistaprint. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com, use TMOS. Don't wait, order today. Before we get rolling on the show, got to make sure I remember this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear oldest daughter, Catherine, 22 today. Happy birthday, little actress. Going to be at the Tony Awards, doing your internship, talking to me on the way into the subway in Brooklyn.
That's very good.
You did a great group
Oliver
birthday.
Platt going to bring her a cupcake?
He's out of there, man. They whisk the biggies in and out. Whisk them right out.
I don't think I don't think you do a lot of whisking with Oliver Platt.
I don't think so.
You
I
might
want to
put him on a rolling chair.
Very proud, very excited, and very happy to talk to her. We did the, I don't know, she wasn't up when we called at 7 this morning, so we had the family birthday song that we sang for Catherine,
nice.
And the little guy at the end, Michael at the end was just going, it was big fun, happy birthday,
Robert
Catherine.
Went through a phase where he hated the birthday song.
Really?
Yeah, like, even when it was appropriate, he hated it, and if we sang it out of context, it would really flip him out.
Like, what would you do?
I mean, just a song you hate. I'd say he was like maybe 4. Hey, Robert.
Did you do obnoxious birthday singing like all DJs do?
Sometimes, yeah.
You want to see a DJ or like a look at me narcissist in a room, and I am one of them. You will hear everybody singing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday. And then, you know, the one person that wants is like, happy birthday to you.
You know what else?
That would be cool.
A go-to for me is happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. So you harmonize with everybody.
That's why he hates it. And you know what I also hate? Like if I'm out at one of those like second-tier restaurants and you hear the...
Shenanigans.
TGI McFrattigans. Yeah.
They don't do that as much anymore.
We hate our job. We have to go out and pretend.
This is the worst part of our job.
The birthday song is now public domain because there was a lawsuit that was settled that those crazy old women didn't really own the song. So now you don't have to do, very happy birthday. Mm-hmm. chocolate ice cream in your face.
Yeah. Is that like how litigious, you know, America where they had to awesome. Do that?
Yeah. Patent trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
You get a chocolate volcano because your name is Peter and you're celebrating a birthday today. We're very happy. We hate our jobs. We can't wait to get it in our car and smoke pot. We are so happy.
Mike, anyway,
chocolate pinata. Fast ticket to diabetes.
It's Friday and it's the bonus show. And I just quickly want to tease on the bonus show this week.
Yes.
Rob and I, we place bets on your weight loss this summer.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guess who was rooting for you? Just
you?
Guess. You're going to have to find out.
Oscar.
Oh, it's going to cost him $1.99.
Rob? Is Rob rooting for me?
I think you should tell him.
Yeah, yes.
Can you give me the tease? Was the discussion that I'm going to like fall off?
No.
But that I'll fall off the wagon?
No. Like that? Is that the discussion
I
was...
yesterday. I should tell you that I cheated yesterday.
The discussion was based on the notion...
He's happy. He thinks you're going to do it. Yeah.
He's going to get $5 back out of the jar. Right. Mike, said you were going to lose weight.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Oscar's theory was that after the way that you and I both looked at the improv, that we've given up.
What are you doing? You're spoiling it.
How dare you?
I'm bleeping all of this.
Bleep it. Good.
I won't listen. Although I'm tempted to, but, you know, it's, I don't know.
There's
a new surgery, Mike,
that's going to help you. And it's not even a surgery. It's an outpatient.
I'm not having any surgery ever again. Okay. I don't want to have any knives near me.
Oh, you're a Christian Scientist now. Good for you.
No, I just don't want to do it. Don't want to deal with it at all. Yesterday, why did I have... my day yesterday. I really have no idea.
What was your cheat day? What happened? What'd you eat?
Well, you were out of the house.
Omaha Steaks Caramel Apple Tartlet.
Aren't they great?
Mike, they're a sponsor. You got to try them.
They're
goods.
Amazing.
No, that's Carla, I was recuperating in the boudoir 4 days ago, and I came out, and I walked around the corner, and the little kitchenette, Michael's got his hand up, like, talk to the hand. It's like, don't give in, Daddy. Like, with this cute little grin.
Aww.
And mommy's got, like, her mouth full. And there they were, hooving Omaha Steaks Caramel Apple Tartlets. And I'm like, because
they thought it was
really
safe.
Good.
They thought you were incapacitated in the bedroom.
Little Michael with his hand up because he knows you're not allowed to.
He's the caloric traffic cop.
So I've obsessed on it since, and I got one of the little suckers, and they're fantastic.
They are.
And we didn't go the full way where I wanted to blast a little vanilla ice cream on top of it.
I've tried them both ways. Both ways are great.
Of course, shocker that you have. Shocker from how many flavors of ice cream in your freezer currently?
Right now, just two.
Oh, only two?
Only two.
Vanilla and what else?
Robert bought an Oreo something. I don't know. There's an Oreo.
From Target.
Yeah. And I doubt.
That's light for you, isn't it? Normally, do you have three or four flavors simultaneously?
Yeah, but I got a big jar of Nutella, so we're good. You can make your own flavors, Mike, as long as you have a vanilla base.
Do you put Nutella on your vanilla ice cream?
Mike, it is one of the most underrated, unknown treats known to mankind.
How do you apply your Nutella to...
Liberally!
Just put it on, like, do you heat it?
No. And that's one of the things, because of the, I'm guessing, the oil or grease base of whatever Nutella is made.
It's got definite, like, hydrogenated.
Base-age polymer.
Death oil.
It does. It is made, they say it's made of, what is it, the kind of nuts, the hazelnuts.
Yeah, hazelnut oil.
But I'm sure that the hazelnut oil is probably augmented by something from the ocean that had been recovered.
Kelp.
High viscosity.
It hardens in the ice cream, which is part of the fun.
Yeah, it's like if they had to do a disclaimer like they do on drug commercials, Nutella would have to have a guy come out, made with partially hydrogenated oils, used for the blue whale semen.
By the way, that's how Moose Tracks came to be Moose Tracks, the ice cream, where they would actually have the Reese's Pieces inside your ice cream.
Yeah, Moose Tracks is my favorite channel on SiriusXM.
How did Moose Tracks come to be Moose Tracks?
Well,
Dr. Hangover?
Yeah, the guy who...
The
guy who patented the process used to just make a flavor at home, and he took that flavor and he took it to the stores.
I'm the only one who went down to the ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
I went down to the ice cream parlor, and I had a paddle, and I said, soften a quart of vanilla ice cream.
He gave me the back of the sewers, amazing.
And I want you to get the little Reese's Pieces, and I had my son, his boy, he unwrapped tiny, tiny peanut butter.
There was
crumbs.
A part of me this morning that said, you should just lift to work. And then I said, well, I'm not going to lift because the parking lot's open now.
My God.
Hey, but you know what?
Is this the post game for Bode that you did? Because you taped Bode on Thursday night, right? Is that so? You had a little post game for
But
Bode.
How did you end up at Chinatown from Bode?
This is called living a life, Rob. You can actually do multiple things in an evening.
Okay, that's fantastic. And this is the result. I'm glad I'm not a part of it.
Yeah, but it's me. It's me 20 years ago, so I'm happy about it.
Mike, I leave Bode. It's 9 o'clock, right?
Right.
I get a text.
9 o'clock?
It's Dave Hall. He said, leaving the Nats game. Where are you? He said, I'm driving home. He's like, I'll meet you at Clyde's in Chinatown in 20 minutes.
My God, Clyde's in Chinatown. Yeah. You got to be careful. That hurts knees.
Highway to the danger zone.
Yes, it is. There's a bad. That is a bad place. That has an aura around it. Bad things happen at Clyde's.
No, is it just that Clyde's or is it all Clyde's?
No, it's that particular Clyde's. I think
got the bad juju?
I think there are multiple brouhahas in that, that upscale
Mike,
pub.
As soon as we pulled up to my Uber or Lyft pulled up, I said, oh my God, was there a fight outside of Clyde's again? There were four police officers outside of the front of that Clyde's.
By the way, if you're not a show historian, Clyde's the site of my last bar fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
My very last, and I don't mean my last one like I'm going to have another one, my very last bar fight. And certainly now, you know, as I stare at 60, I'm not going to be doing
Emmy
that.
Emmy is looking at you like a school teacher that does not approve. Really? When you make that announcement.
Well,
can I tell you something? There's something that a man told me a long time ago when it comes to pugnacious behavior amongst men. Are you ready for this, Amy? And this is something
Emmy.
That
Emmy.
If you, Emmy, if you have a son someday, or if you, you know, have a brother or a father, and you know they're thinking about mixing it up with somebody, you look at them, and these are pearls of wisdom that I hope you will write down. Take contemporaneous notes like our great FBI director right after the show. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go, Emmy. Sometimes you got to take one to give two. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Don't ever fight in cowboy boots.
No.
Don't ever fight in cowboy boots.
No matter what you see on the big screen with John Wayne or Kevin Kline or any of the great Western stars, that is not the proper footwear for fighting.
No, there is only one thing you should wear when fighting.
What's that?
Crocs. We have to take a break.
And Mike, if you're wearing Crocs, that'll guarantee you getting a fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody will challenge you.
You stole
footwear.
My giblet.
Thank you. We'll take a break. I will get to this whole thing about a television show that scrambled my mind.
Oh.
And we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus show. Do you already subscribe? Do you already? I sound like Elmer Fudd. Maybe I'll read the entire spot as Elmer Fudd.
Do it.
All right. Do you already subscribe to it? If so, thank you. If you don't, listen up. You need to know that it's the bonus show that makes TMOS possible. That's the truth. The future of our show depends on it. Fire. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. And this week on the bonus show, while I am still in convalescence, Oscar and Rob will discuss my fat ass. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. For pennies a day, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Plus, it's going to be the best hour of your week, guaranteed. And we thank you. Okay, I know that our listeners in the fan club, and I know a little bit of people on social media
KKK.
Making too big a deal of this Bloodline show on Netflix. It's a show that Pony hit me to. Pony and I still dig it.
Two or 3 years ago?
No, you hipped me to it.
I hipped
you to it?
Yeah.
Hey, I like you using the word hip.
Hey, baby. I thought you told me about it.
No. I think you heard about it from a listener who recommended it because you're into the whole Key West area.
Well, that's why I first, steamrolled. It got canceled, so it strikes me, Pony, you've watched a few episodes. It strikes me they may be manipulating and juxtaposing scenes and plot arcs to cram in the fact that they are shortened now.
So it is your impression that they had been planning for a fourth season, and then minimal. They want to work all this stuff into three seasons.
Yeah, because there's just a lot going on, and this is
Different than the first two seasons. It has a different feel. Well, a different.
Was there two seasons or one season? Right?
No, this is the third season,
third and final. Right? Yeah.
All right. Third season. Let me tell you what happened with the penultimate episode. They on this particular show. If you're worried about any details and you haven't seen it yet, you can turn down your radio. But I'm not offering anything that's going to be a spoiler like that guy did the other day. Fact is, on this program, they do techniques that a lot of people hate. Lot of flashbacks. Probably more flashbacks than any television show I have ever seen. And no indication that it's going to be a flashback.
Pony sounds like his feelings are hurt. There's no indication.
It bugged him.
No, they don't let you know. You know what it's, Rob, you hate flashbacks in TV shows, right?
I hate bad storytelling is what I hate.
Well, and storytelling gone wild is there are two things that I don't think you can do in a television program simultaneously. I don't think you can have an episode that relies on flashback and also dream sequence. I got done last night.
That would melt my mind.
Yeah.
I got done last night. And by the way, not that I'm Kreskin, but I said to Mrs. O'Meara, I said, not going to watch game five. Not going to watch. She said, well, you're not going to watch your hockey game? I said, no, they're going to blow them out. Pittsburgh will blow them out. If this particular game, that's okay. And I called it.
It was 6-0, wasn't it?
6-0. I'm so glad. I've never been happier to have not landed on the hockey version of the New York Yankees beating the Predators. Just really, really happy that I didn't watch.
I feel so bad for the Cyrus family, though.
Penguins. So anyway, I'm watching this, and I have never, ever come away from a television program where I said, I'm really effed up. I feel like I am unsettled.
Yeah.
I am feeling as though I'm insane. I am feeling like I don't know what my own reality is. And I've consumed way too much alcohol and been on a recent spate of opiates. I don't like this. This is making me feel horrible. I do not feel good right now. It was weird, and it left weird, and I'm still thinking about it, and it's that. And by the way, you know there are people that are going to steamroll to this, but it just was all a lot like no show I have ever seen.
Yeah, too much.
By the way,
that happened to me once before when the movie.
I'm not saying it's good either. I'm not saying it's great story, as you mentioned. I'm not saying it's great storytelling.
Right.
It might not be, but it's the show that, you know, that I've kind of, where are you? What episode are you on?
I got one episode into the third season, and it gave me that exact same feeling of just
thanks for continuing to disappoint. Okay, you're only one episode in.
I've got a job.
That's great. Okay, I know you have a job. Very good. I don't. I just eat bonbons and sit in my fat ass with a walker on.
Like, you have been Netflixing and chilling. Yeah.
But not a lot of chilling.
No, I watch. This is what I when at the evening when we put our son down at 8 p.m. This is our show we've been watching. We've not been binging. We've been watching it period. We'll knock two episodes out if we have the time to do it. This show, I looked over at Carly. I said, how are you feeling? She said, I feel weird. I said, I do too.
Yeah.
I've never been affected
now, that
like that.
Actually is a credit to the filmmakers or the showmakers. The movie The Doors, when I saw it in the theater when it came out, and I left that movie feeling like I was drug-addled because it was such a weird decay at the
they
end.
They had a lot of like super psychedelic scenes.
Yeah, and Jim Morrison's like the end of his life. And I left and I was just like, I don't like the way this feels.
Were you in college then? Probably, right?
High school, I think.
High school,
senior in high school, I think. But
I don't think I ever watched that show from beginning to end.
It's yours?
The Val Kilmer version?
Yeah, you know, it's
a great movie.
It's a very, very effective movie. It is. Mm-hmm. But it does.
You gotta watch it.
It leaves you feeling ill at times.
Yeah.
And to do that, that means you are invested in the story. And you know what? It's what happened is you've actually given yourself to this show, and this show is abusing you. This show is beating you.
And this is probably the closest thing to a spoiler alert that I will tell you.
Okay.
Well, I'm not even going to mention who the character is. When this happens, I believe what they showed was as I have no idea because I've never been there, but I would say that it is very close to what true debilitating and perhaps paralyzing mental illness may really feel like. where reality and dream sequences are just so interchanged that you don't know which end is up, and there is memory, and there are things that have happened that are misinterpreted, and it's just, it was surreal. And
it's like John McCain yesterday.
It is.
I hope not. I hope our sitting senator from Arizona doesn't feel like that. Right. I hope it's what he said, that he was up late waiting for the ball game. The only thing about John McCain that I will say is that I thought, you know, take away the whole doddering thing where he was rambling. I think that might be the case, but I think what might be more likely is, and we live this in our arena, we know in an instant if somebody is not coming to play. If somebody is starting to flap their gums and they're not engaged and they don't know what's going on and they're not there. And that's what I kind of thought. McCain was kind of phoning the whole thing. That's what I thought.
And you know what? Next to Comey, who disappointed in every way except the fact that he was 3,000% prepared for everything, it emphasized the fact that he was not prepared, I think.
Yeah.
Because Comey was together.
Came through. He was not prepared with that yesterday.
We have a mutual friend that did some work on the Hill, right? And he said that he was blown away that
this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
That's exactly who he's talking about. That's who it is.
Essentially, there are crib notes given to these senators by these aides that are working with
you have a staff of 7 or 8 people.
Yeah, and it's just half of them are reading things they don't even know anything about. They just want to ask the question.
I think you have, and I was very, it's interesting you bring that up, because I think I was really, really aware of process yesterday, and nobody ever really thinks about it. I think of it because of the way back when they had the Janet Jackson hearings and, you know, the censors, and we were commanded by our general manager to actually watch the hearings because we were lead judges. And they came on and they talked about, I thought it was really just an opportunity for, you know, these suits to bloviate
grandstand.
And get up there and pontificate and grandstand, where on an investigative hearing like we saw yesterday, I think they do have amazing staffs that you know, want to work on the Hill. My brother-in-law being one of them, who actually worked for Senator Toomey on the Hill and Mo Udall on the Hill. And they prepare and prepare and prepare. And then you will get a senator. I'll give you an example of a Democrat, Joe Manchin, who probably takes like a dossier about that thick of questions and goes, I don't need this, Dad. And then just gets up there and does his rambling kind of, because I'm smarter than my staff. And then you can tell. You can tell the ones that utilize their staff's work and the ones that just kind of get up there and go, bleh, bleh, because I'm the senator.
Yeah. And people that have been in there for a long time, they get a feeling of being bulletproof.
There are a lot of people that listen to our show that work on the Hill. Imagine the frustration with people that are on those Senate staffs for those sitting senators that, you know, spend 19 hours putting together the proper questions to ask James Comey, and then you get a senator that goes up and goes, I just want to say it's really your service to the country that's good. And I just say, first, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate what you said. Did you feel as though the room was cool? Did you think the room was cool? Did you like it? Let me just say, Mr. Comey, did you get a haircut that day? Anyway, it just goes on and on like that. But anyway, my brain's a little scrambled.
I think you sound good, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Were there two cases? Was one closed? Was one open? I just don't understand. Were there two cases, Mr. Senator?
And then, of course, the famous tweet after the, do you know the Muffin Man? Mr. Comey? We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike Obetta Show. Now, people.
Listen, as far as parents go, I'm pretty lit. All the kids say I'm on fleek. They dig me, and I know what those youngsters are into. That's why this weekend Rob Radio goes all 80s. Yes, kids love 80s music. So we start at the beginning and play every number one hit from the go-go 80s. Don't miss it. Rob Radio, Saturday morning at 7 on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, or worldwide at 971thewave.com. Look for me. I'm the guy dressed like Cyndi Lauper. So unusual.
97 Hey, that is a Paul McCartney song that I love.
Do you love that? That's the Rockestra theme.
What is it called?
Rockestra. And he performed at a Campuchia. Yeah, it was actually the first Grammy Award for Rock and Roll Instrumental, 1980.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, Cornerstone rocks. We love them. They are our housemates here on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C., and they can help you with any of your financing needs. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. We love them. They did Oscar's mortgage. He loved the experience with them. They're not only our housemates. We're right next door, and we know how these people roll. They work their butts off to make sure you get through the process. They'll be able to tell you when you're ready, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. You loved your experience.
Mike, it's a family affair. They do work in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., also in Florida, and they've done my brother's mortgage in Florida as well.
That is awesome. Cool. They're great. Cornerstone First Financial. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. You mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen.
Here it is, Mike.
All right, this is Paul McCartney, Power 105, WAVA. Sir Paul. Jim Cummings. John McCain. Yeah, John McCain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay. That's
we'll play it next week. Thank you for noting it, though.
Okay, Cake and Cookies, the Rob Spiewak, Katie Von Herman show. Seeing a lot of buzz about, are you doing it? Are you
We're recording,
it?
Yes.
Are you blowing it off?
No. What, I mean,
how
no.
many months not, has it been?
It has probably been probably 6 weeks.
Cancel it.
Okay.
Canceled.
Canceled.
You don't care, right?
No, of course
six
I care.
Weeks.
Of course I care. We're recording on Saturday.
Oscar just said cancel, and you went,
well,
all right.
Because he's being all a right. jackass.
Oh,
that's
I'm being
why
a dick.
Yeah, you are.
Well, no. I mean, so you do you, obviously, this has been a problem. I mean, I never tasked you for any particular number of shows.
No, no.
But I mean, the fact is, Mickey, that we, you know, when we're trying to do these shows, you know, it's just a pony, what do you do? What's funny?
The climate issue.
Yeah, it's a little hot in these.
It's getting hotter now.
Well,
yeah.
What it is, Mike,
now, baby.
It's hangover hot.
Yes.
To what do you attribute your lack of diligence doing the Cake and Cookies program?
It's been a busy few weeks here, as you know, with people in and out of the Mike O'Mara show. So I put that as the priority to make sure that that show was getting done. And I wasn't feeling well.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Comey, don't you do the program from your home?
I do. But yeah. I also prepare this show from my home.
I also
hadn't been feeling well for the past couple weeks. But we have a stone-locked date. We record on Saturday. There'll be a new show this weekend.
But here's the bigger question is, you know, with people, you know, there seems to be an interest in it, but
inexplicably.
But see that comment right there. I don't know. I'm not sure. I even know what
we
to
have
ask
to cancel it. I'm sorry. I would say this: that how many times have we begged you to do shows? This is the third time.
I think it's the second.
Yeah, we visited this subject before.
I think it's the second time.
Right. Is this the show itself, or is it your general?
Or is it, no,
lack of
is it
ethic.
Your co-host?
It is not Katie at all.
Oh,
it is not
you
Katie.
You can throw 100 under the bus.
No.
But Katie is not troubled by not doing the show either.
Does right? she write and say, hey, we should
no,
do a
she
show?
No, she does. She
lights
a fire. She wants
show.
To do it.
Okay.
And I apologize. You know what? I've got show prep ready to go. We're going to do a great show this Saturday.
How old is the show prep?
The show prep has been in place for a couple weeks, but it's not the kind of prep that goes bad, Oscar, you see. It is evergreen. Evergreen. So there will be a new show this weekend, I promise.
How do you think, though, one can sustain any kind of following if you do a show every, like, and then wait, like, over almost 2 months to do another
multiple
show?
Times.
We will reinstall a method of getting the shows up in a timely fashion.
When you started to do the show, what was the game plan?
It was once
it
a week.
Weekly?
But also
you
that
guys
was
were on
show.
Fire content wise. You were killing it
but
for
she
a really
was,
long time.
She was living in town at that point, and it was almost easier to do it when she was in town because it was a rock solid thing. She'd come over to the house and we'd do it. Now it's easy, and I apologize, but it's true. It's
but you
easy
have the technology in place where now you are both in your home.
Exactly.
Technology.
Exactly. But it's easier to postpone it because the technology is so simple. Does that make any sense?
No.
Okay. Well, to me it does. But anyway, fact remains, you'll have a show on Saturday.
That was the Senate hearings yesterday. What just happened right now was the Senate hearings. We got no resolution.
I will tell you that there will be
with your audience, with these the number of individuals that enjoy the Cake and Cookies program.
The crumbs, Mike.
To be honest.
Is that the name of the fan base?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It would occur to me that if a show has not been taped in almost 2 months, that the hosts would not really give a rat's ass about doing it.
I'll give you an example, Rob.
Yes.
Todd and I don't want to do Tech 411, right? We just don't.
And you know what? I don't want you to do it either.
Yes.
So,
but we guilt each other enough to do the show. And Tech 411 is essentially a passion project, right?
Right.
Let me explain the way shows work.
Yes.
Okay. This is the way shows work. People come up with the ideas for podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
One out of 50, one out of 1,000 may work like this one does.
And
where... Where suddenly you get a following, and you and another reason this works is because this is what we do. This is our job. But beyond that, it is what we love doing, and we have established the seriousness of what we do.
Yes.
When we decided to put together
the
so-called network,
yes,
that was done to drive more participation to the website.
Okay.
And it was our belief that by putting shows on the network, that
group
would
effort.
Enhance
yes.
that would
a network effect, Mike.
The product. Okay. Now, and by the way, the people that do these shows, I don't even remember if you I don't even know the genesis of Cake and Cookies, whether we thought it might be fun for you to do that, whether it was my idea.
Katie wanted to do a show, and we wanted them to do a show together because they were having an illicit sexual affair outside of marriage.
That's not how I remember it, but...
Sorry.
So I will give you the truth of the matter that there is... I was hopeful that when we would do this, that there would be programs that would generate interest in TMOS. That's the whole reason.
The sad
Not
part.
Necessarily to do. And the fact is that the people that do these shows, you know, almost to a person, there have been bumps in the road with people that say, you know, that we're, yeah, we're
Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins does
not fail.
No, he never does.
This is the sad part, because I just had Pony pull the numbers for Cake and Cookies as far as downloads are concerned.
Okay.
You have such a big following. I would probably cut off a right arm for Tech 411 to have these download numbers.
So next to TMOS, the biggest following on
is
the
network? Cake and
Easily.
Cookies.
I had
that,
no
now
idea.
I'm officially pissed off.
Yeah,
well, I had no idea.
Too.
I had no
you
idea.
You didn't have any idea because you don't give a shit. Rob,
don't cancel.
Of course you don't.
I take everything
that's
back.
That's the whole thing.
I take it all back.
You didn't even know. You didn't care. Why don't you care?
I
Why
care.
Don't you care.
When we do the show, we care. We do a great show. We really.
When we do the show, we care. I give a rat's ass when I open the microphone too. But afterwards, I would be like going, "How am I doing?" I mean, come on,
the
man.
The people want Spiewak.
I didn't
clearly.
Even know that. That's great. I don't
this
pay attention because my name's
numbers.
Not on it.
Huge
I was very, this pleases me greatly, obviously. I had no
when I
idea.
I started this, to be honest with you, I don't have a, I can take it or I can leave it. Because, you know, if you're not into it, it's not going to be a good product and it's not going to be. And
We've never not been not into it.
Yeah, they're into it when they do it.
It's always I'm always proud of the show we put out.
That's important, but at the same time, if it really is what Oscar, you just ran the numbers.
He just pulled the numbers. This is one episode, and these numbers. My eyes went.
Now my apologies, because again, it's not because I don't give an S. It's just because I didn't know.
You give an S about your radio show in Ocean City more than you do Cake and Cookies.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
How about make them?
How could
make
that not
them both
true?
A priority?
You diligently put a promo together, prep the show, and promo it every single week in the same.
But
spot.
There is a time slot. There is a time slot that needs to be filled.
And he's spinning records. It's not the end of the world. Flap
but
your
you,
gums
but
with
you,
your girlfriend.
But you're more into that than the and I just need to, you know, because if there are people out there that care.
The crumbs,
that are into
Mike.
It, you know.
The
I just
crumbs.
Like to. Well, what's that?
The crumbs.
He says the fan base is called the crumbs.
The crumbs.
Yes. The crumbs.
Yes. The cake and cookie crumbs.
It's just I, you know. I, as I said, I really wanted to keep it lighthearted, but then we get into the whole thing.
Metrics.
I didn't
again,
know that it was
go again and again and again.
Data.
It seems
there will be a show on Saturday, and then there'll be another one the following Saturday.
Can I be a guest on Cake and Cookies?
I would rather shoot myself in the face. Then have you as a guest on Cake and Cookies.
I want to be on a hot show. Come on.
No, you may not be a guest. Not for a while. Maybe in the fall.
The falsies.
Yeah, we'll do you. We'll roll you out for sweeps.
I want the crumbs to ask me. For Oscar Santana.
This is
Santana.
Not me. This is just an observance. And the only my only connection to it is that it's on my network.
Yes.
You know, right. And it's there. And you know, when we had the experience with Mickey, that does it break our back?
I want my mics back, please, and my board.
Hey, go do his show and get your mics.
Yeah.
Does it break our back? No. Do we give? You know, do we think it's going to be something? That will enhance the network and enhance our show. Yes, that's why we started in the first place. But ultimately, it comes down to you know, whether somebody really, 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 and truly wants to do it. And that's, I think, what you know I'm curious about. You know, whether because the facts speak for themselves. I think.
Well, I love doing the show.
Talk to the crumbs.
I love doing
the show.
Tell
them you want it.
Who, Mike talk to the crumbs?
No, you talk to the crumbs.
I want to say something to the crumbs, which is the fan base of Cake and Cookies.
Is that what you call them, crumbs?
Well, apparently Oscar has named them that today. Good. That has been something.
Is that like the grease man's maggots?
I suppose.
Yes, yes, the crumbs.
My apologies to the crumbs because I didn't realize the fervor was there.
So why didn't you think there was fervor?
Because I didn't think it was. I didn't think.
Rob, I'm not going to allow you to BS through this. Tell the truth. You didn't think anybody gave a rat's ass about the show at all, correct?
I didn't think it was that big a deal. That's right.
Rob.
Right. It was fun. Rob, I mean, it was a fun outlet for me and Katie to do a show.
Rob, you're a winner.
I can't take that from him.
There is obviously when a period of time goes by when the show's not done, people out there that want to do it.
They ask
for
it.
But I didn't realize it was to this extent. I'm actually sort of steamrolled by it. It surprises me. So re-energized, reinvigorated, and more content.
Do you have a name for your listeners? Do you have a net where they, I mean, so they're not the crumbs.
It's the crumbs. It's got to be the crumbs.
From now on, it's the crumbs.
The mobbers that are out there.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't sully them with that.
That you see, because then it excludes Katie. They're not the mobbers. They're the crumbs.
It's the crumbs.
It's the crumbs.
Right.
You don't like the crumbs.
I don't like the crumbs.
I love the crumbs.
But it's so perfect.
Yeah, Mike, it's Cake and Cookies. Both of them.
Oh, I think. Yeah. I think he understands that. Yeah.
Maybe in that context, it worked. I don't. This is not my. I got it. This is the way we can do it. This is for all the shows. This and by the way, Omericast is in the same boat.
You know what?
Omericast in the same boat.
Tech 411 on notice as of today.
On notice the same boat.
Content. I think, or get out of here.
All right.
I think if you don't drop one within 2 weeks that, you know, I mean, but I don't know because a part of me says,
it's time
first of all, I'm not going to police it. I care about making
this show. I'll police it. I'll police it.
Sure.
I don't mind
because
we all need some Metamucil in our life. We need to be regular.
Yeah, I agree.
True enough. True enough. But, and once you hit a schedule, it's easier to maintain the schedule. We broke out of a schedule and that was a horrible mistake.
At bare minimum, content every 2 weeks. So is the decree.
And so it is written, so let it be done.
Yeah. Done deal.
Well, I'm glad we had this discussion.
Yeah, it's important. And show meeting on the air.
Because what I like to do is take, you know, the information from all quarters. And you heard Oscar say that the numbers are
again,
are wonderful.
I would love Cake and Cookies to start promoting Tech 411. Because clearly your fan base, the crumbs, is doing more than the bits
the crumbs.
That Tech 411 has.
Can Todd come on the show?
That can't come on, you jerk.
So people are into the show, but you were unaware of it.
I didn't realize it was to this extent. I thought we had a very fervent, small fan base. I didn't realize it was this.
Do you ever take callers on the show?
No, I don't have that technology.
Okay, so
Carrie called once, but I just did it on speaker.
Well, couldn't you just record it here and take calls?
I guess I could. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. We could do that.
Would you, now he's really busting your chops.
Oh, you know what? I'm just saying, he's not going to remember it anymore.
You're not going to come in. Is that how you roll? So you don't worry about it. Because you'll say yes. That's right. I forgot you do that too.
No.
You'll say yes and then you won't even worry about doing it.
No.
That's the Mike O'Mara rule.
Mike, no.
It's the Oscar
I'll say yes
is a
and then
dick
he'll
rule.
Forget. By the way, I am in the rest of 2017 going to work so diligently to document and take contemporaneous notes of conversations I have people. So that will
Mr.
not.
Kobe
how are my
O'Mara.
Business cards doing, Pony?
They are in the mail.
I think they arrive on Friday.
Hey, there's the answer. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
I can't wait till you see them.
Okay, so I've got all the information. You know what?
They're
I
fun.
Look forward to it. Even if it's just holding them up to a camera for one show, yeah. I'm perfectly fine with that at the same time. So I've gotten the information from Rob, gotten it from Oscar, gotten it from everybody, read online. I don't have to wait. I've made the call. Cake and Cookies is canceled.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Sorry, Crumbs.
That's sad. Sad for the Crumbs.
The Crumbs!
Sorry, Crumbs. Bye-bye. We'll figure some other show. Rob's overtaxed. Rob, too much for Rob to do, and we will we'll do that.
Why are you doing this to me?
Just when the crumbs were taken off.
I know.
Can we do at least? Excited. Can we do the Saturday show at least?
Do a farewell.
Yes,
show.
A farewell.
Well, it'll be the next show, and then we'll see.
I don't care. You can do as many as you want. Okay, I'm just busting your chops, and we should care a little more. Anyway, we'll take a little break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mickey, I want my mics.
Cast brings you the biggest names and more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from DC.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/Omericast or send a tweet to Omericast. Just like the mailbag, Omericast is all about you. Omericast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show with Memorial Day weekend behind us. The unofficial start of summer is officially here. Amazon, it's a huge way to support the show. This is a period of time in the early summer where people stock up on a lot of great stuff. And we want you, tell a friend, remind your family, post it on social media. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. Please let us know. If you buy something, say something. We appreciate the support on Amazon. And it is another financial engine that drives our show. And you're doing it. You're buying stuff and saying stuff. And we appreciate it, Rob.
Three cheers for Michael Guype. Michael Guype bought a solar cover for his pool, and he went through our website on Amazon. So he's ready for summer. Thank you, Michael.
When you're Amazoning in the hot summer sun, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and spread the word. Amazon is a wonderful way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, and we thank you. And now it's time for... Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the viewers of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Oscar.
Gentlemen.
Jerry Seinfeld. Says he and Kesha laughed off their little no-hug incident after the cameras stopped rolling, but he still didn't hug her. Quote, this is what Jerry said.
I don't hug a total stranger. I have to meet someone, say hello. It's got to start somewhere.
So he, I guess they're laughing it off, but, social media exploded with the Kesha fans, and they're still talking about it. 3 days later, Oscar Santana.
The National Night of Laughter, that was the event they were at, where Jerry snubbed Kesha. I would say this, that Kesha's probably living in a world where her tight ass and her platinum hair get her everything. Seinfeld doesn't give an F. Because he's been there, done that. He's just another BIM, another garbage can walking around in the background. And when he's doing
he poops gold bricks.
And he's not going to be swayed by the hot chick that wants to give him a hug. Okay. Step off.
All right. So that's squarely in Seinfeld's corner, then,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. Very good. That's thank you. I appreciate that.
The man's got a warehouse of Porsches. You think he has time for you?
Oscar, a SpongeBob squid. Excuse me, what was that?
Oh, good
that's
heavens.
That's an apple tartlet.
Man,
A little sponge in your throat.
A SpongeBob SquarePants musical is headed to Broadway on November with its official opening night December 4th. It's called The SpongeBob Musical. And it features It features original music by Stephen Hortiler, Joe Horperry. I'm sorry. There's interference on the line.
Are those the guys from Horosmith?
John or Lennon? I'm sorry, Legend. John Lennon's dead.
Yes.
Let me see. John Horlendon, Lady Horan Antebellum, and Cindy Horlopper, plus an older track from David Exploited Bowie. Hey, the SpongeBob fans will probably remember that Bowie voiced a character called Lord Royal Highness in the 2007 TV movie SpongeBob Atlantis SquarePantis. So there it is.
Mike, and guys, if you don't mind. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. That Rob likes to play a wonderful clip from the German version of SquarePants. All right, that's enough of that.
That's SpongeBob Schwamkopf.
Broadway musical, Oscar. What do you think?
The idea that Mrs. Catherine O'Mara is getting into the business really gives me Miss.
Okay.
Catherine O'Mara. Right. O'Mara. I don't think she got married unless there's something that's changed.
Well, you didn't take the call this morning.
Or she didn't text me either. I'll say this, that Hamilton created this entire new fandom for Broadway, right?
Re-energized it.
Now, what's happening as of 2 years outside of Hamilton debuting is that everybody has, we need a Broadway show for our brand. That is simply not the case. Just because you make a show doesn't mean that you have a brand doesn't mean you have to have a show. The reason why I brought Catherine O'Mara up is that I think that her generation, these youngsters, are still creative and they're willing to create instead of just take.
So your point being Hamilton, not because they did something where they took a non-original idea, the original, but because it put such a spotlight on Broadway that now these brands are wanting to tap into
they
the Broadway.
They said, why don't we have a Broadway show? Why don't we do this? Yeah. Why don't we
long
do that?
As long as it keeps Broadway growing, I'm happy. Fair. But this also falls into the no original idea.
It's lazy. It's lazy. It's absolutely lazy.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, a 5 for 4 you right now. Please. These are food questions, and I know that you have strong views on this. I'm going to give you the 5 food questions that a little survey. I don't know where it came from, but they have 5 of these. Should mac and cheese be eaten with a fork or spoon? 75% say fork. What say you?
I say don't be a snob. Whatever you have, use it. You know, there are countries where we eat with our hands.
There you go. Thank you. Number 4. Yes, I think perhaps between.
Yeah, I think so too.
Number 4, is mayo a good condiment? 68% of people say yes, Oscar.
68% of people have diabetes because mayo is something we can all live without.
Okay, very good. So number 3, which are better, soft shell tacos or hard shell tacos? 64% say soft shell.
Hard shell simply because of the original, the OG. And as a Latino, if you give me a soft shell one, I'll eat it. But I do. If I'm going through the drive through, it's always hard for me. It's always hard shell.
You know, Mike, if you go to Kaz at the crab stand, he has both hard and soft shells.
Yeah.
Absolutely mustard pack.
I bought a soft shell crab from Kaz.
Did you really?
No, if I did,
yes,
and I looked through it, because you could basically see through them,
yeah,
and it was just full of mustard. I'm like, Kaz.
Absolutely mustard pack. 110 mustard pack.
Kaz at the crab stand. How are you, Kaz?
Yeah, hi, buddy.
Somebody put up a post to his where I don't think we were mentioned, or he was like 7 minutes into it. We weren't mentioned, so I kind of moved on.
I'm seeing less energy from Kaz this summer.
It seems like Kaz is getting corporate. Number 2. Should ketchup be used on eggs? Oscar Santana, I won't even give you the results of this one. What say you?
I'm going to say, no. I think the people that do this do it to shock and awe their friends. That
really?
they're different. They're weird. No. Ketchup is for fries, hot dogs, and maybe some tater tots.
You are with the 73%. 73% of people say no.
They're wrong. They're wrong.
Rob and I are on the same page on that because Rob and I agree. I believe ketchup should be put on.
And it's a great what do you call it, entrance drug to putting hot sauce on your eggs.
You know what? And I think anything you can do to spice up eggs is great. Number 1, should pizza be eaten with a knife and fork?
Depends how much.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm allergic to that. Should pizza be eaten with a knife and fork or your hands?
It depends on how greasy the pizza is, in my eyes. Now, as a true American, Mike, I'm a citizen now. It's with your hands.
With your hands.
But as a Latino, when pizza used to come from Pizza Hut, we would have a fork and knife as kids, and eat it with a fork and knife.
Okay. Were you required to eat it that way by your mom?
I would say up until we were 14, and then all bets were off.
It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Listening to Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day. window.
Researchers at the University of Washington just studied 15 years of divorce filings, and they found there are 2 months that have way more divorces than any others, March and August. They think March is getting all the people who tried to stick it out through the holidays, and August is getting the people who let their families enjoy a nice summer before dropping the bomb at the end of summertime.
Makes sense. I thought it would have been the holidays. I'm shocked by this, but my take is simply this. Oscar's a prenup. If you get a prenup, you can do whatever you want in any month.
Okay, very good. The prenup applies to him right now. And finally, Oscar, summer just got a heck of a lot better. This kind of related to the last story. Before it really even started, 33% more people are looking for a one-night stand in June compared to the other months in the year, according to new data from OkCupid. 33%. They want that one-night bangity-bangity in June.
Mike, Oscar. I would say 15 of those 33 were in Clyde's last night as it was closing because it was a target-rich environment.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's take, Woo! Ladies and gentlemen. He made it through.
Good to be
Fantastic.
Back, people.
We will take a,
you're welcome.
A break, and we will come back. It's Friday, and Rob Spiewak, what he does is he goes into his sound garden and he gathers the largest sounds that he can find for Friday. I know this from experience. You can always count on a treat, and I see some extra little bean sprouts poking out of your basket today.
What's exciting, Mike, is many of these sounds were not even ripe on Monday, but now they are bursting with flavor.
Oh, my God. Did you pan them like you did last time?
And Linus did, too.
Very good. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak. I don't know what that meant. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What I want you ladies to let me know is, A, do you believe it's actually him? B, the ew factor.
I'll give you this. If he grew some it wouldn't be ew anymore.
Okay. Emmy?
That's all I've done for the last five years is grew.
Yeah.
He's got I should boobs. Be your dream guy.
Noobs.
It's not horrible.
How does that feel? It's not bad.
You know what? I'll take it.
Better than I got.
It's yeah, true. It's better than Pony got. Yeah,
there might be someone out there that's attracted to you.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. They got 5 hours.
The girls were rating the guys.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're really harsh.
I didn't know that from the promo. What, they were rating you guys?
Yeah. Is
that
so what I showed them Skinny Rob when he looked like Jason Statham.
Right.
And they both said, it's okay. Like Rob wasn't in the room.
Yeah. Like they'd never met me.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Here is a Father's Day pro tip. Dads love steak.
True.
Now, I love Omaha Steaks, and I love this package for Dad. It's Grilling Nirvana. And remember, there is a delicious package out there that you need to get yourself involved with. It is the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Package, limited edition, only $49.99. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is phenomenal. Right now, they are giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners, 80% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Package, which includes, get ready for this, 2 filet mignons, 2 turp top sirloins. Let me start again.
Please.
2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks. This is the plus part. 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets. Now, I know we're talking about steak, but let me tell you, if you want your confection of the day, you can either put these in the oven or throw them in the microwave.
So
they
good.
Are amazing. And Omaha Steak seasoning packet plus 4 additional burgers free. We all got this package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for days for only $49.99. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in TMOS and tell Dad to fire up the grill because you are going to love it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, the birthday of Catherine Mary O'Mara, June 9th, 2017. Happy 22nd, my dear. And
seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Oh my God! You realize when you get to,
I know,
when you're looking at the finish line, you know. By the way, I didn't even get to talk about it. Maybe I'll talk about it on Monday.
You're nowhere near the finish.
No, the finish. He's referring to the finish line of when the child is on their own.
Oh, I thought he was talking about death.
I'm talking about death. It'll always be death. Me, you know? When I had my doctor's appointment at the old age home, you know what I said to the valet parker? By the way, this place had a valet parker.
Okay. Of course they did.
For an old age home. You know what I said? I said, hey, nice digs. I swear to God, I said this to the guy. This is God's honest truth. I turned and said, I'm there with my cane. Carla's pulling up with the car to let me in. I said, nice digs. I'd like to check this place out when I'm in the fourth quarter. Anyway, so I swear to God, those words came out of my mouth. What do you have for us today, Oscar?
Rob? In the words of James Comey, Pony. You said good words. No fuzz, Mike. No fuzz. Mm-hmm. But one moment that we did not cover in the hearing yesterday was the Director of National Intelligence. His name is Dan Coats. And you would think the Director of National Intelligence would be a pretty smart guy and would not have trouble with
now,
the
was
word.
Would they hear from him yesterday or the day before?
This was yesterday, I believe.
Oh,
and
yesterday.
He had trouble with the word Herculean, meaning strong or powerful, right?
I like Herculean.
Yeah, it's a good word when you say
I've
it.
I've used what it with I you learned. Guys recently.
Yeah, oh yeah. But you got to hear this guy fighting with it like he's actually Hercules.
What I learned was that the NSA has made Herculean. This is hard for me to say. They have made extensive efforts. Herculean, I think, is the is a, oh, say that again.
Herculean.
All right, I have to turn to
goodness.
You know what I mean? I mean really tough efforts. All right.
I love when the Director of National Intelligence says, "Do you know what I mean?" He's earnest. He's earnest.
Scary.
But
I swear to God,
I thought I might make it a little more fun this way.
Herculean.
That takes some of the edge off, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
You.
Big movie opening this weekend. I was excited about it until I saw the reviews. I thought that The Mummy would help energize the Frankenstein, Dracula sort of segment of movie making.
Black.
But it's getting bad reviews. I have the trailer. I don't think the movie comes across as exciting as it should be. This is the trailer from The Mummy.
The Mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman? You'll feel the awful, creeping, crawling terror that stands your hair on end and brings a scream to your lips. There's nothing on earth like The Mummy.
That was Tom Cruise doing the narration.
So, do you have the year? I know you.
That's 1932. Yeah, it's the Karloff.
1932.
The Karloff. Probably the worst of the classic monster movies. It's not a good movie.
Yeah, you never hear a lot. You hear more about Dracula and Frankenstein.
And
right?
Which is why I'm sort of surprised they tried to re-energize it. But anyway, so that's one to miss.
By the way, I think all of Tom Cruise's action-adventure movies now, whether they be horror movies or Mission Impossible, will always feature now Tom Cruise somehow holding onto the wing of a plane. Just
yes!
Going, you know,
that's his new gimmick. I'm that's good. His thing.
I will see The Mummy this weekend.
Okay.
I know, of course you will. Of course you will. Yeah. Wonder Woman, The Mummy, SpongeBob.
Wonder Woman fights The Mummy on Broadway with music by Aerosmith.
He filmed some of those scenes in real zero gravity.
He did. That's true.
Fun.
With music by Aerosmith. That's fantastic.
Now, I like using YouTube as a tool for good. There's two kids that their parent. The dad looks a lot like Jack Diamond, just so he can get a mental picture.
Hey,
he says, huh.
Great little buddy.
All the time? And he didn't believe it, so they secretly taped him and put together a montage to embarrass their dad on YouTube.
I saw this morning, and I didn't hear it yet, so I'm looking forward to. So this is a montage of dad saying, huh?
Yeah, and he says, the dad says, I don't say huh all the time.
What's the plan for tonight?
Hmm?
Hey, Dad?
Huh?
Dad?
Hmm?
Dad?
Hmm?
Dad?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Huh?
Huh?
Huh?
He's a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I love that his voice is a little too high. Huh? Huh? And you know, he's just lazy because all he needs to do is, you know, reply, but instead he's buying a moment by saying, huh?
Yeah, totally unrelated, but I have to throw this in there or I'll forget and I won't tell you again. But in the studio now, when I'm doing, I have a lot of copy, a lot of printed material.
Sure.
And I go through it and I, in my infirmed condition, I kind of throw it off to the side and about 10% of it lands in the trash barrel that I have here. And most of it's on the floor. My little guy comes in and mashes the trash every day. That's his new little
job. That's cool.
This morning I got him to call me boss. I said, now when you're in here, you call me boss. And he took to it. He took to it. So he kept coming back and he said, and I swear to God, right before he left, said, anything else, boss? I said, no, we're good. And we give him a little salute.
That's awesome.
Way.
But it's only boss in your office.
Only in my office.
That's great.
Otherwise, I'm daddy.
Okay. So yesterday, again, Bill Cosby benefiting greatly from the Comey hearing because no one talked about Bill Cosby again.
There wasn't a word about it, Rob. There wasn't a word online or anywhere about it.
So when he left, remember 2 days ago he did the Fat Albert impression and it was lighthearted and fun because that's what a rape case is all about. It was a little darker yesterday because when he came out, a woman was playing a song for him on a boombox in the press pool and screamed at Bill Cosby. So this is sort of a nice bounce back. She was playing I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar on a boombox over her head at him.
You know, trials and the wing nuts that surround the trials.
Yes, they have lots of time.
Yeah, lots of time to be out there.
It's
right?
The butterfly net, and I want the unemployment office to have a marshal there to see who's actually
totally
not working.
We my conservative friend, we can agree on that. 1,000%.
Is there any greater visual of a butterfly net? That is just so great. Chasing someone with a huge net.
Right. And also like the fictitious unemployment police.
That's right.
With their special and a uniform that probably looks like a New Jersey State Trooper, and he's got the net too.
Yeah, you know? He's got the net.
All right. Well, I understand you don't like Mr. Cosby, but it's off to work with you. There you go.
And Mike, big news for senior citizens, big news for air travel. Do you remember back in the 30s, it was a big deal for people to, and you mentioned it with Tom Cruise, riding on the wing of an airplane? It was like a stunt thing. Wing walkers. A record has been broken.
An 88-year-old woman has set a new record for oldest female to stand on the wing of a flying plane. It sounds dangerous, but it's actually the safest place to be when you fly United.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Awesome. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. And a final word from Mr. Rob Spiewak. So it's really your call.
Yes.
What is the status for the crumbs out there? What will be the status of the cake and cookies program?
Listen to me, crumbs. Crumbs.
Crumbs.
There will be a brand new show on Saturday, and we will have another show the following week and the week after that.
Whoa.
Cake and Cookies is back.
Will you and Katie be drinking during all the shows, I hope?
We always do.
Yeah, awesome. There has been
That's
a sober.
There you go. Yeah. That's all you need. All right? All right, now, so no bitching over the weekend.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. Okay,
thank
Crumbs.
You very much. That's it. Thanks for listening. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, thanks for joining us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.